All right, what's up, y'all? So welcome back to 1% Man Podcast. I'm super excited because I'm working on my lighting right now. My wife was helping me pick out which camera I should use and stuff. And this right here is actually really great. I think it's a Lollips. But these are like sodas. They're kind of old-fashioned, but they got prebiotics, plant fiber in them, botanicals in there as well. Love these. Because I still get the taste of soda in there and that like fizzy taste, and I love it. So today I really want to talk about the fallacy of the finish line. Okay, so a lot of us men, we probably started working online, or we've been told that you want to be a millionaire so that way you can chill on the beach sipping margaritas with beautiful women, and that's it for us, right? But really, at the end of the day, what I want to tell you is that there's no finish line for us men, right? It's every day is a constant evolution. It's only you progressing forward and then learning about, okay, what my shortcomings are and then getting better. There is no finish line. There is no point where you're going to get where you sell your company and it's done. Even the guys that sell their companies, my friends that have sold their companies for $100 million, even close to $1 billion, they're looking for what's the next thing. Because the truth of the matter is that even after you sell your company, and say you're in your 50s or 40s or whatever, or you retired early, you still yearn for the adventure, right? So what I want to tell you is fall in love with the process of building whatever you're building. Whether you're writing a book, whether you're building a business, whether you're building your body, fall in love with the process, not the end result. Because the end result is going to get here regardless. But once you get there, you are going to chase something else. As men, if you are not wanted and needed, if you don't have some type of purpose that you're going after, you're done for. That's why so many men, when they get a woman and they make a woman their purpose, then they lose her, then their whole life goes to shit. Because why? Because catching her was the end goal. And then once they get her, they're like, well, I got her. What do I do now? It's because you always have to have something else that you're chasing. There is no end goal. There is no happily ever after. Disney fucking lied to you. And I'm here to tell you at the end of the day is that fall in love with the process of life. Fall in love with getting better every single day. That's why I created the Ascension app and the Ascension journal. Is that way men can see that self-improvement is a daily task. There's habits that you have to do every single day. Are you sleeping? Are you drinking water? Are you doing all the things that you need to do to take care of yourself so that way you can improve? There is no finish line. It's only death. That's the only time you stop improving is when you're literally dead. The spirit is coming out of your body on your deathbed. That's when it's all done. All right? So, my affirmation for you is there excuse me. My throat over here. Hey. At the end of the day, I'm always improving, and death is when I'm done improving.